Sometimes you can, yeah.
But it wouldn't be several layers.
No.
Well, if somebody has a real good appetite, you'd say, well, he sure likes to put away his
food.
And if do you ever make like a sweet liquid, you know, like milk, cream, something like that, put sugar and maybe a little nutmeg in it and stir it up and pour it over the pie or something?
Uh-uh.
What would you call something like that?
I don't know.
Would you ever call it something like a sauce?
Yeah, but I've never had anything like that.
Well, what do you think of when you think of a sauce?
There's lots of different kinds of sauces, though. There's sweet sauces, you know, sauces for meats, all kinds of stuff.
Well, what do you, if you want something to eat between regular meals, what do you call it?
A snack.
And this morning, tomorrow morning, I will what breakfast?
Eat breakfast.
An hour ago, I
ate breakfast.
And
Have eaten.
And what's that? You say you made drip. What?
Drip coffee.
And do you ever drink anything for breakfast? It's not juice. Not just go to the sink and get a
water.
What are you drinking?
What do I drink it in? A glass.
But you might, the glass might slip and
break.
And you say that glass
is broken. Or broke.
And what?
The glass broke.
But you do
drink.
What?
Drink.
And yesterday you
drank.
And you have
drank.
Alright. And what would you say, like, if you have a dinner party or something? What if you would just fix dinner, you know, for your family? And they were all standing around the table, you know, all waiting to begin. You know, what would you say to them? You know, they're all standing up still.
Sit down and start eating or something.
What if you had company? What would you say?
Same thing, I guess.
Would you just, you know, if their friends over, you tell them to do what? How would you invite them to the table?
Nothing real formal. I could just probably say it's ready, you know, come sit down, something like that.
Would you say anything different to strangers?
To strangers?
Mm-hmm.
No.
And what about, what would they do? You'd say he is going
set.
To... What?
Sit down.
And
he's going to sit down.
And he sat down.
Sat down.
And he has already...
Sit.
Alright. Well, what about if you know you had some company and they were being real polite or something, you know, and they were gonna pass you the potatoes first? You'd say, no, go ahead and do what?
Serve yourself.
And you'd say he went ahead and
served himself.
What's another word you can use there?
Helped himself.
And you'd say, or you could say, go ahead and
help yourself.
And if you decide not to eat something, you know, that's served, you say, thank you, but I don't
want any.
What do you call food that's, you know, cooked and then served a second time?
Leftovers.
Does it make any difference if it's something you get right out of the refrigerator or something you warm again?
No.
What do you put food in your mouth and you begin to
chew?
And what do you call things like peas and beets? And,
vegetables.
Well, where would you said yesterday you'd have a garden, you know, that you'd grow those in, or a patch. Which would you call, like, you know, if you just had them for yourself?
I'd say a garden.
Well, what vegetables would you grow in a garden around here?
Carrots, corn.